For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There's a tentative agreement now for Christine Blasey Ford to appear before a Senate committee on Thursday. She's the woman who's accused President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, of sexually assaulting her at a drunken high school party back in the 80s. Talks continue today about details of how that might happen, including the order of testimony. Ford's sister-in-law, Sandra Midler, is defending her.
She's a serious person, and she has a very full life. She didn't need to bring this into her life.
The White House is defending Kavanaugh, including Vice President Mike Pence.
I believe that Judge Brett Kavanaugh will soon be Justice Brett Kavanaugh and take his seat on the Supreme Court of the United States.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The State Department is thanking countries that are helping to enforce sanctions against North Korea. John Clemens reports.
Heather Nauert of the U.S. State Department had praise for the international effort to enforce U.N. Security Council resolutions on North Korea's illicit activities involving ship-to-ship transfers of any goods or items to or from North Korean vessels. She said the U.S. applauds the recent decisions by Japan, Australia, as well as New Zealand, regarding the monitoring or surveillance activities to detect all UN-prohibited Korean maritime activities. I'm John Clemens.
More than a week after Hurricane Florence tore through the Carolinas, many of the rivers are now expected to crest. Here's Nick Valencia.
It's a slow-motion disaster. That's what Conway residents have told us that they feel like they're dealing with as this water just slowly but surely creeps into their homes. They had been warning residents all week long that this was going to happen, and now the water is here.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Researchers think they may have found Captain Cook's sunken ship, the Endeavor, off the coast of Maryland. USA's Rick Vincent has the story.
That vessel used by Captain James Cook used to sail around the world, discovering Australia in the 18th century. Kathy Abbas, head of the Rhode Island Marine Archaeology Project, says it'll take much more work to positively identify the wreck.
We need to do test excavations to reveal more of the structure so that we see how she's built and what she's built of, what kind of artifacts are on board still.
The Endeavor was part of the fleet of 13 ships the British used to blockade Newport Harbor from the French during the Revolutionary War in 1778. All 13 were sunk. Experts are hopeful it will be definitely identified by 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
In a speech to the Values Voter Summit in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence spoke about the progress of the U.S. economy. John Clemens has more details.
Vice President Mike Pence says under the Trump administration, the U.S. economy is proof that the American dream is working again for every citizen.
Since Election Day, job creators, large and small, have already created more than 4 million good-paying jobs across this country. Jobless claims haven't been this low in nearly 50 years, and we've reached record low unemployment for African Americans and Hispanic Americans.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News.